Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. And we are live from the TireRack.com studios. And listen up, y'all. Shortly when the show ends, in about an hour, our podcast will go up. And if you've missed any of today's show, we're not mad at you. We understand life. Everybody's not sitting around for 3 hours listening to the radio. But the good news is you can get the entire show on our podcast. All right? All you have to do is search Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast, and be sure also to follow, rate, and review the podcast. Again, just search Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast, and you'll see today's show posted right after we get off the air. Also, tell your family, your friends, your loved ones, your coworkers, your neighbors, everybody, so they can all share in that Odd Couple joy. All right? Lamar Mitchell, BetMGM's Director of Trading, will join us at the bottom of the hour to talk about this weekend's games. And then, of course, we'll finish things off with the NFL pigskin pickoff. And all I know is the last time I did the pickoff, I was 5-0. That's right, baby. 5-0.
That's what I'm talking about! That's why he's the MVP! That's why he's the GOAT!
All right. Thank you, Alex. I love that. Showing me that love.
Alex, I'm so mad at you, but that's another.
Brock Purdy, Rob. He's going to get this week off. Good week to rest for the Niners. Christian McCaffrey's got a strained calf. They've wrapped up everything in the NFC, the number one seed. So they're going to give their guys a rest, all right, when they play this week against the Rams. But Brock Purdy, Rob, what a year. Was in the MVP hunt, was actually the leader for a while, made it to the Pro Bowl. It'll be interesting, Rob, to see if he makes all pro. I think, what do they have, Rob G, two quarterbacks all on the all pro team? The first team is going to be Lamar, obviously, Lamar Jackson, who's going to be the MVP. And it'll be interesting. Is it Matthew Stafford? Is it Patrick Mahomes? Is it Josh Allen? Is it Tua? Is it Brock Purdy? Going to be real interesting to see. But Purdy's got a great argument. I mean, statistically, he was tremendous. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Rob, I don't know if you knew this, Rob. He became the all-time leader in passing yards for a single season in 49ers history. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. I don't know. What's the attempts compared to the pass?
No, I'll tell you what the attempts are. He's thrown the ball about 120 times less than Jeff Garcia, who was the leader.
Wow.
And then he threw it less than Steve Young when he's the only other guy in the Niners history to throw it for 4,000 yards in a single season. And Purdy's thrown the ball less than both of those guys. Here, I'll sell it. I'll give you some of the exact numbers, Rob.
Yeah, give them to me.
Purdy, again, the all-time leader in yards, 4,280. Jeff Garcia was right there, 4,278. But Purdy's attempted only 444 passes this year, Rob. That's actually fewer than Lamar Jackson, believe it or not. And Garcia attempted 561 that year. So he's thrown for, it's almost 100, that's what, like 116, 117 fewer passes than Garcia threw. Steve Young, the year, 2 years he was over 4,000 yards. One of them he threw 517 passes. The other he threw 462. Now that was closer to Purdy, but still 18 attempts more. And he threw for like 250 yards less than Purdy. So great year. Obviously, people might be wondering about the great Joe Montana, but he never threw for $4,000. Threw for close, got close, 3,944 yards, threw for over 3,900 a few times. And again, generally attempted more passes than Purdy in terms of a total year. So it's not one of those situations, Rob. He did damage.
Yeah,
again, for those that would say,
I'm always wondering just about the way the game is compared to before with the amount of passing nowadays. Most passing records are shattered. You know what I mean?
No, yeah. He threw less. And, you know, people want to say, well, he's got Christian McCaffrey and he's got Brandon Ayuk and George Kittle and Deebo Samuel. Well, Jeff Garcia had Jerry Rice and Terrell Owens. So did Steve Young. So, I mean, come on. Those are two of the greatest receivers ever. So anyway, Steve Young, speaking of him, he loves Purdy, Rob. And I trust Steve Young. I don't think it's because he's a 49er and all that. I just think he's,
well,
he
there's
likes
a lot of
Purdy
that, though,
for some reason.
I'm just saying.
Absolutely. But that's why I brought it up.
I always give Joe Namath credit, Chris. Because, and I know he's 80 years old, and guys who are 80,
half the time he might be
sauced out. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean,
we don't know.
We don't care. Right. What he's saying.
But I'm saying he was out on Zach Wilson, and he was like he was out way early when they went back to him and all that.
It doesn't take Vince Lombardi. Though,
no, I know, but a lot of people. But he could have played. I'm Joe Namath. I'm the Jets. I'm the one who won. You know what I mean? I don't want to hurt the kid's feelings. I'm just saying. He didn't do that. He just said the kid can't play.
He torched the dude. In fact, didn't he come back and apologize?
Did he?
He torched him. Hey, Rob G, I thought he did.
I don't remember an apology, but maybe you're right.
All right, anyway, Steve Young, here's what he said about Brock Purdy, Rob.
Anticipatory throwing. I always said Peyton Manning was great and Tom Brady, like, you have to be great at it in this league, but he is like elite, and that ball is out, and it's out early. The job of quarterback, the job of getting in the huddle, calling the play, and then running the play, getting the most out of that play, figuring out how to get the ball out of your hands and make a gain, and to be 9 of 10 or 18 of 20, and all of a sudden things start to, you know, that just opens up so much more, you know, of the offense. And I've always said for Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen or those guys that have all these incredible Superman capabilities, the job that they really need to focus on is the job that we're talking about what Brock is thriving at.
Well, look, he makes a lot of good points. You know, I like Brock Purdy more than most, Rob. I thought he was the MVP, you know, for a few weeks during this season. I haven't yet, not yet called him elite. I want to see a little more. It's probably just because, you know, he was Mr. Irrelevant. But for that team in that system, dude is great. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And one of the things that does make him great, Rob, is he is an on-time quarterback. You know, and so is Tua. You know, he is going to throw the ball where it's supposed to be thrown. And when the receiver is where he's supposed to be, it's going to go well. And one of the reasons, there are a lot of, I mean, these guys are great after the catch. Debo is phenomenal after the catch. Obviously, McCaffrey and Kittle as well. But also, he's hitting them in stride. Like, that's one of the things that enables you to run well after the catch, is that the pass is on stride. Like, you don't have to slow down. You don't have to reach behind you, above your head. You know, it's on the mark. And he does that. You know, I think, Robin, we've talked about it. He probably won't get his just due until if he wins a Super Bowl. Because, one, he was Mr. Relevant. And, two, Rob, as you said, they've been to the Super Bowl without him.
Right.
With Jimmy Garoppolo, who wasn't as good as him. Now, Garoppolo, remember, when they went there, they threw one game. Didn't he only throw eight times? I mean, they weren't passing.
Yeah, when they beat, not the Packers, I think when they beat the Cowboys, Chris?
Might have been the Cowboys.
It was.
They weren't throwing at all hardly in the playoffs. And Purdy definitely, for those that want to, and we weren't down on Garoppolo in this show. But Purdy's way better.
No, he is. But Garoppolo just won, and it was hard to argue with
that. He did what he needed to do to win, and he was solid. He actually had some comebacks and things like that. But Purdy took that offense. I think they were averaging about 23 points a game when Garoppolo got hurt, and they went to 30 with Purdy. And they've been at 30 ever since he's been the starting quarterback. And, Rob, last year he actually played well in the playoffs, first playoff game. Threw for over 300 yards and three touchdowns against Seattle. Didn't play great against Dallas, but it was clean. Didn't make any turnovers, and they were able to beat the Cowboys. Then, of course, he got hurt against Philly. So, look, I want to – the dude is really good. He's had some bad games, and just a few weeks ago, obviously, a horrible game against the Ravens. But, you know – He does do the, you know, he's smart. He throws. He's an on-time passer. He does anticipate well. He makes quick decisions. He processes well. And his arm is strong enough. And his athleticism is good enough. And when you got those intangibles, I mean, Tom Brady, Joe Montana, they didn't have the strongest arms. And so you can excel if you have the intangibles. And Purdy's got a nice combination. We'll see where it goes, Rob. But, you know, he's you couldn't ask for more right now.
No. I mean, they're in the spot, and it all comes down to, as we know, what he does in the postseason.
Yep.
That's it. I mean, yep. For all the stuff that's happened, all the numbers, all the records, Chris, everything that he's done, if he has a Raven stinker at some point, it'll go for naught. If he plays great throughout the postseason, gets them to the Super Bowl or whatever, then his fortune and the way people look at him will be different. He's very unique, and we said it before, this is not unique from the standpoint that no one's ever come out of nowhere, because we've seen it
right
before. So people need to stop with that.
Well, you know what's also interesting, Rob, is, and I want your take on this, if they lose a playoff game and he plays well. I mean, I'm not saying he has a 400-yard game, but, you know, he plays well. He's 240 yards and, you know, maybe two touchdowns and a pick. You know, it's not he wasn't awesome, but he wasn't the reason they lost. He probably will get a lot of the blame, though. I mean, unless they give up, like, 50 points or something. You know what I mean? Like, I think he could get a lot of the blame because – McCaffrey's great. You know, they had 9 Pro Bowlers. And a lot of people look at him as the only question mark, fair or not. I think it depends on the circumstances. If he plays like he did against the Ravens, then it's fair to blame him. If he plays well or great and they lose, you can't blame him.
No, you can't.
But you think he would get the blame? Again, not great, but if he plays solid, and he's not the reason they lose.
I just it is going to have to come up, Chris, to quarterback play, because if they don't score enough points, do you know what I mean? Like, it could be he could play all right, but they don't score enough points. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, not that they are terrible with those three interceptions, but just that they don't score enough points.
Right.
Like
and
that.
And they'll say, well, if they had a better quarterback, they might have scored more. I think
that that could play in it.
Yeah. And I also think, too, I mean, all quarterbacks, I mean, Lamar Jackson's 1-3 in the playoffs. Peyton Manning went 6 years before winning his first playoff game. Like, I think if Brock doesn't have that kind of benefit of the doubt. You know what I mean? He's not going to get the benefit of the doubt until he wins it. And again, that's probably due to where you drafted. And that's how life works. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Is Brock Purdy an elite quarterback? Your thoughts next. I couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut. The new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well. Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
We're live from the TireRack.com studios. 877-99 on Fox. Is Brock Purdy an elite quarterback? Your thoughts?
All right. Let's start, Chris, with our man Sean in Sacramento. Sean, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, my uncle's from another mother. My brother's behind the board. I'm going to miss you while I'm in the Philippines, Alex, man. Keep holding it down for the fellas while I'm out there, man.
Sean, I'm not going to miss you.
Look at that little humble brag.
Got the big truck.
I'm going to miss you when I'm chilling in the Philippines on vacation.
I need that MLB bro money.
That's right.
No. We just, you know, MLB bro sending me back to the motherland, do some down scouting.
Why MLB bro rolling like that?
I wish. Hey, all you need to know is I'm going to the Super Bowl for $38.20 round trip. Yes,
and a shirt he got from Ross for $2, but it looked like it's worth $200.
Exactly.
Real quick, happy birthday, Ugg. I'm sad I can't make it to Vegas to hang out with
y'all.
But happy early birthday.
Appreciate it.
But you're dead ass wrong on this topic, man. Brock is elite. I feel like everybody keeps holding this Mr. Irrelevant tag over his head. Chris, you even said it. It's probably because he's Mr. Irrelevant that he can't get his flowers. If he was Trey Lance doing this exact same thing,
no doubt.
Oh, he's amazing. He would be the next great one.
People would be saying he's like the next Patrick Mahomes. Really. Don't you agree, Rob? If he was Trey Lance, third picking, what was he picked in the draft? Was he third? Whatever he was picked in the draft, but high draft pick. Don't you think they'd be giving him those types of props?
Yeah, I think that there's a combination. I think that for sure people would have looked and expected great things out of a pick higher, Chris. So I agree with that. But there's also a eye test thing that I think. Some people, Chris, not everybody, you say it. I forgot who else we had on the show. They all like the way he looks. They think that he's, you know, athletic. But I've heard other football people say he's not that athletic and he doesn't have the strongest arm. And they have other things that stop them from wanting to stamp that guy. So I think it's a combination. But I do not disagree that his draft status does temper people's opinions about him. Is that fair?
Yep.
That's all. Sergio in Southern California, SoCal. Sergio, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Chris, Rob, Alex, Rob. I hope you guys are blessed, man. Happy New Year to all four of you.
Thank you. You too.
You too, man. Happy New Year.
But look, guys, this is coming from a diehard Niners fan, right? And I'm going to answer the question just straight
you
up.
You say Niners fan?
Yeah, he's a Niners fan.
Okay.
Can you get off speaker?
Because it's hard to understand what you're
saying. Okay.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Much better.
All right.
Look, guys, I don't think Brock Purdy is elite. I think Brock Purdy can make very elite plays. I mean, consider his offensive line. Other than Trent Williams, the offensive
line. It's not a great offensive line. You're right. It's bottom 11 in the league.
Brock Purdy can scramble out and make plays to Brandon Ayuk and to Deebo and George Kittle, he looks like an elite player, and he can be. But if he was truly elite, I think the Niners' offense would be unstoppable. But what I do know is that he is better than Jimmy G, and you guys said it earlier, we can all agree on that, right? And I think that the Niners, that's all they've ever asked for, man. Like Jimmy G, when Jimmy G threw the ball anywhere out of the screen, every single Niner fan was biting their teeth and looking away. But when Brock Purdy does that, nobody ever really is like in suspense. And it doesn't mean he can't make like a bad throw here and there or throw an interception. But we know that when Brock Purdy slings the ball, we're not scared of the outcome, even though it could be bad. We're not scared of the outcome. And that's why I know that he can be elite one day, but I don't think he is. Right now, I just think he's in the best place possible for any young quarterback to start.
If you guys don't make the Super Bowl, and obviously, other than like a 40-point defensive collapse or something, will people question whether or not he can get them there? Did we lose him?
I think we lost.
We lost.
I think your answer is yes, right?
Yeah. All right, Bruno in Brooklyn. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Bruno?
Gentlemen, good evening. Hey, man, we love you down here in Red Hook.
Thank you, my man.
I love you guys. By the way, he's not elite, but you know what he is? He's effective. And you know who else was effective? Was Trent Dilfer. There's guys that just have it. They're going to get it done. If this is the year, they got a good run going. And this guy's got skills, but you know what else? I know he's got a team around him, but here's the best part. He's got a head. And it's all about, you know, you talk to Montana, Brady, it's 6 inches above the shoulders. This guy's got
no doubt.
You know,
The only thing I'll take issue with what you said is he's better than Trent Dilfer. Like, Dilfer never, like, put up these types of numbers and stuff.
Right. I agree. And the difference, though, is they made a run with a guy.
No, they won the Super Bowl.
Hey, Bruno and Chris. Just a question. Hypothetical.
Okay.
He has a terrible game. And I don't know, the second game, the NFC championship, just a really bad game. How quick, say 3 interceptions, they lose, he's the reason why. How quick would they get off of him? Because remember, they're not tied into any money. You know what I mean? How quick would they say, we got to look for a
quarterback? I'm not sure they get off of him.
Okay, that's what I'm asking. Bruno, where are you? If he just has a Ravens-type stinker in the biggest game of the year.
Well, what they're going to do is they're going to move off of him for the simple reason they don't have any dough invested in him.
See, that's what I think, Chris. That, like, they can do it because they don't owe him any money.
No, they can. But who are you putting in there, Sam Darnold?
Their whole thing is they believe that every time we get somebody, we could plug them in.
Well,
and
Trey couldn't do it. You know what I mean?
He just didn't play enough games.
I mean, he's really the only one.
Yeah.
But Purdy didn't play. It didn't take Purdy, like, weeks and months to start clicking.
But
clicked right away.
He only played 3 games. One was in the...
He started 4, I think. I mean, I agree he didn't play a ton, but right. I'm just saying Purdy came in quickly and played well right away. But, all right, it's the Odd Couple. Chris and Rob, Lamar Mitchell's around the corner first.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, our next guest runs things. Not just things, fangs. Out in Vegas, he's the BetMGM director of trading, and he goes by the name of Lamar Mitchell. Lamar, welcome to the Odd Couple, brother. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, fellas. Thanks for having me. How you guys doing?
Always great.
Great to have you on. Great to have you on. Let us get this thing popping, man, because we're running a little bit behind. Playoffs obviously came a week early in the AFC South. The winner of the Texans Colts will be in the playoffs, period. The loser goes home. Now, I'm looking at the board, and I see it opened Indy -1.5. But since it's been a bet entirely other way to Houston now -1.5, is this a situation where the pros and the Joes are on the Texans?
Oh, absolutely. If you look at this game right here, the Texans, you're right, the pros are on the Texans and the Joes, absolutely, because the ticket count here is about 5-1 in favor of the Texans. So this is definitely a game where the pros and Joes definitely agree with each other.
Wow.
All right. How about the Titans are 1-8 against the spread against teams currently with winning records? This week they face the Jags, 9-7. Only problem is we still don't know if Trevor Lawrence is going to play Lamar. What kind of action are you seeing on Jacksonville -4 in this spot?
You know, what's strange about that is we've gotten sharp play, the pros from both sides, and I think initially that might have been early in the week when they took the Titans at +4.5. They did lay the 3.5. The Titans, they also bet the Jaguars on the first half money line. So it's a little bit mixed up as far as what the pros are doing, but the Joes, they're just waiting because the ticket count on this game is even Steven.
This is an interesting game. The Saints and the Falcons, we know they both still have an outside shot at making the playoffs. The Saints are holding as a 3-point home favorite right now. And Atlanta's just 5-11 against the spread this season. That's the worst in the NFL. Now, I know 3 is a tricky number for bettors, but I got to imagine they're all over the Saints in this spot, right?
Pros are definitely, they got that number at 3.5 early, but the public is on the Saints at that -3.5 right now. So, yeah, it's a little bit, there's going to be pros versus Joes in this scenario here. Ticket count, like I say, a little bit in the favor of the Saints, but the pros are on the Falcons at the plus money, at the plus points.
All right, the Jets haven't beaten the Patriots since Moby Dick was a guppy. Thanks, Rob G. Chris, Rob G wrote that. New England has won 15 straight in this matchup. I know history isn't on their side, but what kind of action are you seeing from the Jets winning the game outright? Is there any of that?
No, sir, Rob. No, sir.
Zero, huh?
Yeah, Rob, you might be right with that that analogy. But the pros and the Joes are definitely on the Pats this weekend. They laid the Pats early, and the Joes are on the Pats about a 4-1 clip in this scenario here.
All right, the Eagles-Giants, that's another one that I find interesting. The Eagles still have an outside shot at getting the set number 2 seed if they win the NFC East. And I'm sure the Giants would prefer to lose to improve their draft stock. So this game screams, Eagles, take them! So I like Philly to win. I just don't know if I love them -5.5. We know they haven't really blown anybody out. Where are the sharps on this one?
Sharp bet this both ways. They laid the early 4.5, and they took the 5.5. But the Joes are all over the Eagles at about 3-1. And you got to believe Tyrod's going to do his best to get that W there. But you got some Giant fans that want to play for the draft position, just like you said.
Man. All right, here we go. How about similar situation with Dallas versus Washington the last time these two teams played? The Cowboys won by 35 on Thanksgiving, making matters worse. The Commanders are 1-6 against the spread at home this season. I'm assuming that the bettors are all over Dallas in this spot, right?
Lightly bet game so far, but you think with Dallas coming in on the weekend, everybody is going to be in that scenario where they think Dallas is going to load up on them. But right now, it's only about a 2-1 clip. Sharps have not touched this game at all, and it is a road game for those Cowboys.
Is that because it's just, you know, like this is probably, you don't know how much the Cowboys' heart going to be in it. Also, there's going to be a lot of changes in Washington. I know, and it's a division game. Is that it?
Yeah, I mean, you got to look at that number, 13.5. That's a big number to lay on the road, and the Cowboys don't blow anybody out on the road this season.
Right, really. At home they do, yeah.
At home is a different story, and I think having no action from the sharps proves that number might be the right number, but it's still a high number.
Mm. All right, game of the week, obviously, Bills at Miami. Miami's 1-4 against the spread this season against teams that currently have winning records, including a 48-20 blowout at the hands of the Bills in week 4. What kind of action are you seeing on this game? I'm really curious about this.
This is definitely going to be a Joes versus Pros game because every Joe is on the Bills, but the Sharps got the early number on the Dolphins. And I think it's going to be a great matchup. You know, earlier when they got spanked by the Bills, that was in Buffalo. It's going to be a little humid and hot down in Miami. But definitely the Sharps are on the Dolphins and the Joes are on the Bills.
Wow.
So we'll see.
All right, before we let you go, I need to ask you about the college football playoff championship on Monday. I know everyone is sipping the Michigan Kool-Aid strawberry flavor after they beat Alabama, but they haven't seen anything even close to as Michael Penix Jr., as good as Michael Penix Jr. Where are the pros and Joes on this one? Are they believing in Michigan and Jim Harbaugh?
You know what's surprising? The pros haven't touched this, so that's kind of scary. Usually they're already in on these big championship games, but the Joes are all over Michigan. About a 2-1 clip on this game here. Money's all on Washington here. So when it comes to money, it's the Joes are all on Washington, but tickets are on Michigan. So we'll see. It's going to be a good game, and we're looking forward to what Penix can do against that Michigan defense.
All right, that is our man, Lamar Mitchell. Lamar, man, we will see you in about a week.
That's right, buddy. Can't wait.
We'll see you guys in a week. Looking forward to it.
No doubt.
Have a great weekend, brother.
Thank you, buddy.
Peace.
You too. Happy New Year's.
Yep. All right. The NFL Pigskin Pickoff coming up next. Keep it locked. Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right. It is the Odd Couple. Nice way to end it, Alex. Great stuff. All you football fans out there, be sure to tune in to Fox Sports Radio every Saturday and Sunday morning, 3 hours before kickoff for Countdown to Kickoff presented by BetMGM. They'll have you covered right before all of the Saturday and Sunday games, all the way up to the Super Bowl Sunday. You can listen to Countdown to Kickoff weekend mornings right here on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. All right, y'all. It's time for the NFL Pigskin Pickoff.
You ready to retire? The Odd Couple is gonna make you rich.
Gambling, vice, corruption.
It's their Pigskin Pickoff.
That's right. It is the NFL Pigskin Pickoff. Picking NFL games against the spread, and it's coming down to the wire.
Chris and Rob are separated by one game on the season.
Really?
Yes.
Now, we have different... Isn't Rob a week ahead of me?
No, because we did not do a pigskin pickoff on that day. Because that was when the Diet Odd Couple was in. And Rob could not have made picks on that day if he wasn't here.
Exactly. That was the Diet Odd Couple.
Odd Couple Zero, right?
Odd Couple Zero.
Oh, I've been told they're the next Odd Couple or the now Odd Couple.
Oh, is that right?
That's what the audio says.
Okay. Next, where we going?
just saying. Just saying.
Chris, so are we going somewhere? Score? Do you know something that I don't know?
I don't know, man. I don't know. So what's the score?
Chris is currently picking 55%. Rob, 54.5%. They're right on your tail. Chris, 44-35-1. Rob, 43-36-1. So it's really anyone's game as we head into the postseason. But for now, NFL Week 18, the toughest week outside of Week 1 to pick against the spread. Even the pros say, nah, man, we got to shy away from this one. But not you guys. Chris and Rob are saying, nope, we're putting our money where our mouth is. We're going to bet in Week 18. So let's get started. Game number one, the Houston Texans, C.J. Stroud and the fellas, currently now favored 1.5 points in Indy against the Colts after starting the week as 1.5 point dogs. Rob Parker, who do you like?
It's a tough one, for real. Let's go with Rob G and Chris. I'm going to go with Indy.
Wow. Look.
C.J. Stroud's been hurt, right?
He's playing, though.
No, I know, but he hasn't played for a couple of weeks, hasn't he?
He played last week.
Oh, last week he did. Okay, I thought he was still out. Okay. I'm still going to go with the Colts. I thought he did.
Look, the Colts got heart. Gardner Minshew certainly has a lot of heart. I don't hate that pick from you, Rob, but I'm going with Houston.
Okay.
I'm going to put my trust in C.J. Stroud.
You know what's funny is people think that this is like a controversial take. If you listen to The Odd Couple, Rob Parker hates black quarterbacks.
What?
C.J. Stroud versus Gardner Minshew.
Okay, wait a minute.
You should have known who he was going to pick.
If Rob was white, he'd have been gone.
What? But wait a minute. Who picked Lamar before the season to be MVP?
That would be you.
Okay.
He's the only one you like, though.
All right. He's a real brother. Oh, I'm sorry. The last time I said
light skin.
Yeah, that's what it is. Right.
All right, here we go. Game number two.
Is that what it is? All right, yeah. All right.
Sticking in the AFC South, big playoff implication of this one as well. Jacksonville, Trevor Lawrence is questionable. They're still 4-point road favorites against the Titans. Chris, who do you like?
I like Tennessee to actually pull off the upset, but I'm going to go – I think it's going to be close, like 3 points. So I'm going to go with Jacksonville – give me the points in Jacksonville. I think they lose.
Well, Jacksonville is favored.
Right.
Oh, my bad.
So you're taking Titans plus the 4.
So I'm taking the Titans. Yeah.
Okay.
Titans plus 4. I'm taking Jacksonville in that game.
All right.
That's it.
Astute analysis there, Rob Parker.
Trevor Lawrence.
Game number 3.
Right? Yeah, he's questionable.
Yep. But you know his backup is C.J. Beathard, and he's not a black quarterback, so Rob likes him too.
There you go.
Game number 3, Bucks 4.5-point road favorites in Carolina against the Panthers. Panthers, actually, they'd like to win because they don't control their pick anyways. Rob, who do you like?
I like Tampa Bay. I'm sorry, I can't. The Panthers, I know they're going to give me the Ziggy on this one, but I'm going to take Tampa Bay. They're better than them. They should win that game.
I would love it if Carolina got this upset. And I'm tempted to take them with the points because it might be a 3-point game. Last time they played, it was a 3-point game. But I'm going to go with Tampa Bay. I'm going to be more logical and go with Tampa Bay.
Game number 4, NFL Pigskin Pickoff. Chris and Rob, games against the spread. The Atlanta Falcons, who according to Rob will have a new head coach on Tuesday, traveling New Orleans to take on the Saints. Saints are 3-point home favorites. This is a tough one. 3 is the magic number when it comes to betting. Chris, who do you like?
I like New Orleans to win the game, but I think it's a barn burner, and I think it's about 3 points. So I'm going to go with Atlanta with the points.
Atlanta with the points, Chris? That's what you got?
Yep.
All right, I'm going to take the Saints -3.
Damn it, Rob. Why are you betting on Derek Carr?
I'm taking the Saints -3. Atlanta, okay. I have no faith in Atlanta.
Just burn your ticket
So
now,
everything is different except for one, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Gonna be a big separation here.
Is this the last week, or do we?
No,
do
we go into the playoffs. Oh, okay. We play for all the dollars, Chris.
Because I was like, Rob trying to make a run.
This right. Gonna be a big run.
Going opposite Chris.
The last one, game of the weekend, Bills at the Dolphins. Last time they met, the Bills put them to the woodshed. This week, they're 2.5-point road favorites in Miami. Rob Parker, who are you taking?
I'm with the Fins. The Fins, +2.5 at home. I'm all the way on the Fins.
I'm going with Buffalo. They got to have it, man. I know, they're the hardest team in the league to predict. You have no idea what you're going to get from Buffalo, but they've got to have this game. Miami is banged up, too. They got 19 players on the injured list. I mean, they're really banged up. Obviously, Bradley Chubb is out. I think that defense is very suspect. And they're bad against good teams. They're 1-4 against teams with winning records. So,
Chris, they're down their top two pass rushers, their number two corner, several offensive linemen, and that's not counting questionable.
Now, are those guys not playing?
No, they're out for the season.
Those guys are definitely
out. Well, Xavier Howard could be back for the playoffs.
Right.
But a lot of those guys out for the season. Jalen Waddle, questionable. Raheem Mostert, questionable. So it could be Tua, Tyreek, and friends this Sunday for Miami.
Rob's like, why didn't you tell me that before? I made my pick.
I told you, I already made my pick. I picked the Fins. I just think they'll win the game at home, and this is what they need. Another win, Chris, against a good team, right? They beat Dallas when they needed to going into the playoffs. I just think that going into the playoffs, that would work good for them. That's all
right. All right. Well, it is the iCouple. Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, we have enjoyed this time with you guys. Hopefully you feel the same way. But don't change that dial. Keep it locked here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83, because Jason Smith and Mike Harmon are next, and they bring the noise! Trust me!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.